This is the Skulls of Wrath Heavy Metal Podcast, presented by thejoyofmetal.com. Visit thejoyofmetal.com for more.
This is Pat from Sabaton.
Hey, this is Brendan Small, creator of Metalocalypse, and you're listening to Dale.
This is Satchel from Steel Panther.
This is Randy, the singer from Lamb of God.
Ted from Amon Amarth.
Liam from Dillinger Escape Plan.
This is Max Cavalera from Cavalera Conspiracy.
Hey, this is Chuck Billy from Testament.
This is Francesco Paoli from Flash Good Apocalypse.
Dino Cazares from Fear Factory.
This is Olaf from Enforcer. You're listening to Skulls of Wrath.
Hello and welcome to another regular episode of the Skulls of Wrath Heavy Metal Podcast. Is brought to you, is presented by thejoyofmetal.com. That's our website. That's what's presenting us, I guess. That's what we're calling it. It's all about names and stuff, really, and complications thereof. But no, now, just first up, depending on where you're listening to this, if it's on iTunes, then if it's on YouTube, then forget about it. But if you're on, say, a podcast platform, if you're on a podcast platform like iTunes or Google or what's another, Spotify that we're on, and if Stitcher, I believe, and a few others, the previous entry on our podcast, the previous show, would have been our very first interview podcast for the year, for 2020. And that, of course, was with Corrosion of Conformity's Woody Weatherman. And he's a guitar player, sole remaining founding member, consistent member throughout the years, heading way back to the 80s. Corrosion of Conformity, they of course coming to New Zealand on the 4th of February, playing at Galtos in Auckland, with local support from Just One Fix and Shepherd's Rain, and after that they'll be popping over to Australia and doing a massive run over there, going all over all your major state capitals over in Australia, I believe. And so I had an interview with him, and you can go check that out somewhere else after you listen to this one, I guess. This is just a regular podcast. We won't be playing any of the snippets or anything like that from it. Unfortunately, we've already released that one. It was, took a bit of doing, took a day or two of just sort of, it's just sort of time, just waiting for things to sort of finish thinking about things. So that sort of bumped this podcast, the regular podcast, down the road a bit, and then a few other things with other potential interview opportunities which have sort of come and gone and fallen by the wayside has also sort of haven't helped things either. So which is why this one is, I don't even know how late this one is, don't want to think about it, but we're here now and we're going to crank forward. So I'm going to go into some announcements, but of course go check our website. We have an email, joyofmetal@gmail.com. you can send any announcements or comment if you don't want to comment on social media. But apart from Corrosion of Conformity and the interview that I had, of course, they're playing in New Zealand, like I mentioned, the other announcement that we have, now bearing in mind that this is also an impromptu kind of recording of this podcast, I wasn't anticipating doing this today, at this very second that I'm talking now. I did have something else planned, which fell through. That's why I mentioned things about other interview opportunities. Keeping an eye on the old phone and email just in case something happens, but at this point we're, yeah, past the point of no return now. Anyway, all that to say, this might seem a bit dry, this might be a bit quick, might be a bit ill-researched, and I like to have at least something sort of there, so I can say, look, this song is, or this is happening, or this piqued my interest, and this is why, and have something to talk about, so I'm like, and then they go check it out. That's the whole point of it. But, no, in terms of announcements, I've got only one other announcement. Yeah, like I said, it's going to be dry tonight. It's going to be a bit light. Niall, of course, the infamous Niall, will be touring New Zealand. Two shows in New Zealand with Ingested from the UK. They'll be forming Tuesday the 28th of April, the 28th of April in Wellington, 29th, which is Wednesday, in Auckland. So there you go, go get your tickets where you can. There's a whole bunch of other big, massive international bands touring New Zealand throughout 2020, so you know, use your paycheck sort of going through a lot of that. So that's out of the way. We already talked about Corrosion of Conformity. So So here's the playlist of songs. We've only got, it's just, this is probably a couple of, week and a half old, say. I don't know how old it is now. I don't really want to look. Things just go by so quickly. So we've got 11 tracks to run through. Track number one, Corrosion of Conformity, Vote with a Bullet.
Everybody, this is Woodrow from a little band called Corrosion of Conformity, and having a great time here with Gale, and you got your ears tuned to the Skulls of Wrath. Turn it up.
All right, Antidote. Interview last week with the previous episode with Woody Weatherman. They're coming to New Zealand. Corrosion of Conformity. I mentioned Vote with a Bullet in my interview. Also mentioned Just One Fix as well, and a few other things, and other things too. But how can you go wrong with some COC? Crank it. Track number two, Igor, Very Noise, French electronic slash metal mashup. I don't know what this means. This band, the song, it's a music video that's been released. Best way to describe it is it's sort of unsettling. It is somewhat sort of disturbing in a way without being sort of vulgar, if you will. Creepy without, I don't know, creepy without being creepy. I don't know. It's I guess the term is EDM, whatever. It's largely electronic. And the last little bit, but it has a sensibility, a slight metal sensibility. Kind of, was my limited knowledge of the genre. Sort of brings to mind bands like Aphex Twin, all that sort of thing. But if you ever get the chance, I would recommend watching the music video. And just keep an eye on these guys, Igor, IGORA. They're kind of out there. They're definitely doing their own thing. They're sort of walking their own path. And this one, it's worth watching the YouTube video for sure. The video. You know, I don't know. At times you just wonder how do you come up with something like that. Track number three, Behemoth, ROM 5-8, Polish Black and Death Metal. It's another music video for these guys, I guess technically not safe for work. This is not a previously unreleased track. This is in fact from the previous record, I Loved You at Your Darkest. And I mean, at this point, I don't think I should be needing to introduce Behemoth anybody. I think they're pretty well established. They're on tour around somewhere, Europe, America, somewhere, with Slipknot at the moment. They can't get much bigger than that. Been around for years and years and years. And, you know, they're on form as they were, have been over the last several albums, I believe. Like, just smack bang on form, just knocking it out of the park. I mean, that big. Remember they toured New Zealand back when I was on radio, so that was a couple of years ago now, so it's going on a bit now, so yeah, I don't know. If anything, I guess if you're on Instagram or some sort of other social media, I think it's Instagram, they follow Nurgle, the frontman himself, and that's sort of wonder where, you know, these metal websites and stuff like that, from time to time, will sort of, feels like they sort of just love Behemoth, they love Nurgle a little bit too much, like, oh, come on guys. But he's just following his what he posts and stuff like that. From one time he's working out, doing his yoga, to fanboying over music things, to full stage costume, to, you know, also he runs the gamut of all these interesting sort of things that he posts on his Instagram. I want to say Instagram, I feel like it is. It's not kind of the same sort of trite or anything else that sort of you might sort of expect. I should really look at it. I don't think it might be his personal one, but it's open to the public. You can go follow it. So here you go. Track 4, AZ USA, or as you say, Memories of an Old Emotion, US Avant-Garde Thrash. Now this one, somewhat interesting, if I remember this one correctly. I remember this was a little while ago when I listened to it properly. It did pique my interest. As with anything from coming out that's got the label of Dillinger Escape Plan attached to it, certainly would. I believe this is one where you can come and be like, oh, this is... It's got the dude, it's got Liam from Dillinger Escape Plan in it. I can really hear it, I guess. When you point it out, I can hear it, you know? Vocalist from CNR, if that rings a bell. Guitarist and drummer from X-Tol, if that rings a bell. Found in 2014, apparently. I was thinking it was after Dillinger Escape Plan sort of came to an end, but no. As they call themselves, avant-garde thrash for discerning listeners. Blah 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 blah. Tour de force. Can you imagine Kate Bush fronting Slayer? Death collaborating with Annette Peacock. So just to give you an idea. The sound. I didn't say it's worth listening to. It's on my playlist, so therefore, automatically worth listening to. I enjoyed the song that I had there. The smell of an old motion, whatever it's called. And so, yeah. Go check them out. They... If you go, yeah, looking on their social media, on their Facebook stuff, I think they're sort of filming a proper, full-on new music video for one of their new songs, so... I feel like I'm an American sort of comedian now, old school comedian, because I'm trying to remember what the song actually sounds like. It's too long ago that I actually listened to it. That's the problem with this, is an impromptu. I don't have a chance to run through it all again. Track 5, Tombs, The Dark Rift, New York Avant-Garde Metal. Now these guys, Tombs, I thought these guys were Australian to start with, jeez, I don't know why. Now the new EP, Monarchy of Shadows, is due to release at the end of February. And if you're a fan of these guys, it might present a slight change in sound, maybe, I don't know, it's, or whatever. As as you might know, Mike Hill, the guitarist, brainchild behind it all, guitarist, vocalist, has put together a new lineup to actually for this EP, and to put out, which I think through Seasons of Mist, I want to say. Yeah, maybe. So yeah. Just expect that, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. They're on, just to give an idea of sound, you know, I call them avant-garde, whatever. They're on tour with Napalm Death and Aborted throughout April, May. I was like, oh yeah, that sounds about right. Possibly, I don't know, less abrasive maybe than either of those two bands, but yeah, I mean, it sounds like a good lineup. All said. Vividly Blue LP available for sale for the EP. Now, something here I just recently posted. There's a book called Raising Hell. Backstage Tales from the Lives of Metal Legends. Raising Hell. I'm not 100% sure on what the go is, but Mike Hill, like we mentioned, the front man, he was at the launch from the new book. Both he and, of course, legendary thrash guitarist Alex Skolnick were reading passages from the book for some reason at an in-store appearance in New York somewhere a week or two back. So that's a thing. Yeah, that's something. Which, did he write the book? Did he appear in it? No, he didn't seem to be the author on the page. John Wiederhorn? I'm not saying that right. Who knows? Maybe he contributed to it. There you go. Backstage Tales from the Lives of Metal Legends. I guess he did give his own tale of intrigue. Track 6, Skin Lab, Fury Within the Fire, American Metal. I don't know exactly, but I guess it must have been that kind of time period, back in the late 90s, teenager, new metal on the rise, trying to grasp onto anything that had teeth to it. But I do find myself to this day familiar with the band's 1997 album, bound, gagged, and blindfolded, as well as, probably more so, the 99 release Disembody / The New Flesh. To the point where I don't think I'd be able to shake their song Scapegoat from my head. There's a couple of bars of that song that's already there. Actually, now that I think of it, I do remember as a wee kid, teenager, running around in a Skin Lab t-shirt. And this was for, not Bound and Gagged, this was for Disembodied The New Flesh, which has that sort of habit of, I guess, late 90s photoshopping grotesque sort of body parts, disembodied things, you know, or random sort of like a hand overlaid, a torso overlaid, a spine, and other sort of things, you know, with scratchy Skin Lab sort of written on the bottom. I think I wore the t-shirt to school one time and got pulled up. And went, hey, what the hell's going on? And it wasn't until there was one of the art teachers who appreciated the composition and the artistic merit of the shirt. But you know, I guess you weren't allowed to wear metal shirts at that school, and I decided to one day. Anyway, I can't say anything. I think these guys have they had a gap? I can't remember. They had a 2002 record, which is a blue thing. Kind of reminded of Tron, the colouring of it. Like a Revolting Room or something weird. Was there something after that? I feel like there may have been something after that, but I think... But at the same time, I want to say there's been quite a big gap between then and now, but mainly because I remember 2002 and then now. That's really, I can sort of, any concrete things I can put my hand on. If I had internet here, I'd search them up. But no, Skin Lab, they're back. They appear to be back for 2020. I can't remember if they've got a new album or this is just a single, or the new album's already out, I mean, or it's up and coming. The music video for this one shows them on the road, so they must be pottering about somewhere over in the States. Yeah, I'd be interested to sort of get the chance to interview one of these guys. I might, especially someone who's been there in the band for a while, just to see sort of how the sort of late 90s, early 2000s was for the band. Track number 7, Blaze of Perdition, with Madman's Faith. I guess these guys are Polish, maybe I should really sort of search it up, but they're dark rock / black metal. No real big spiel on this one, I just like the sound of the song. It's a dark rock, it sort of might have sounded like something else. I don't know why. I must have read a comment or something like that where they sort of said the rock sort of sensibilities or whatever, wasn't strict black metal. Or whatever, I don't know. But I like the song. I dig it, I think a lot of people will. The band's upcoming record, The Harrowing of Hearts, funnily enough, no pun intended, is due on the 14th of February. And I guess this, with Madman's Faith, is probably the only one that they're going to release before the release, the only single they're going to release up until the album's premiere. Just to keep things surprising, as they say. But if you go check out their Bandcamp page, they're probably a lot a cover, Moonchild, by Fields of Nephilim. So that's over on their Bandcamp page for you to go check out. There's a bunch of reviews out, I think. People are sort of getting hold of these guys and digging their stuff. So, yeah, it's another one of these bands with cryptic names like S and XCII and MRDQ, that sort of stuff. So, you know, they got the black metal side of things. We're all sorted. Track number 8, Benighted, Brutus, French death metal. A new track from these guys, Brutus, taken from an upcoming album, Obscene Repressed, which is due out on the 10th of April. Now, this has been released as a single, but a lyric video, Brutus, and it's all in French, but I mean, that's okay. It doesn't have to be in English. Still good. I don't know, so for some reason I like Benighted. I'm not too sure why. I don't know. I mean, it's not like, why is this? No, there's just something about these guys, I don't know what it is, that sort of draws me to them in some sort of weird way. The lyric video it features the sort of creepy demonic-y looking thingo. So it's a little bit too squeamish. You probably wouldn't be listening to Benighted regardless, but if you feel full squeamish on visual side of things, then probably avoid that maybe as well. They're interesting. I think I guess being French, they're sort of key candidates. They're prime for appearing on shows like Hellfest. I do see that they're on some massive sort of Hellfest warm-up tour in the lead-up to the big festival, I guess, in April there. So sounds cool. I bring that up because it's one of those big festivals I want to go to. I mean, obviously you've got Varkan Open Air and all your sort of standard ones, standard sort of fare. I mean, in a perfect world, having won Lotto several, if I won Lotto a decade or two back, I'd probably want to be like one of those ones where you sort of, I'm on top of these massive festivals. This is an aside, but you know, you want to go to American. The American sort of run of some of your big bands, like an American run of a Slayer tour, I would have loved to have gone to. But even just in general, just spend like 6 months in just some random like town that just gets all the tours and just hang out. Do nothing but see metal shows all day long. Does make sense. You know, back to the thing though, but that was Benighted, a French band. They're singing in French, apparently about rude things, possibly. I don't know, I don't speak French. Track 9, Beneath the Massacre, Rise of the Fearmonger, Canadian Tech Death. It's one of the benefits of doing this, is sort of writing to a certain sort of perceived notions of bands. I assume that Beneath the Massacre, maybe it's a band that sounds similar. A similar sort of three something to something. I assume that they're sort of just. What I thought these guys were like an up and coming band that sort of still needed to sort of sharpen their teeth a wee bit and do that. I mean, maybe they were. Maybe I heard one of their very early stuff and I was like, oh, these guys, I don't know. But Rise of the Fearmonger, the album Fearmonger, it's a so called self or title track. It's called Rise of the Fearmonger. What? This one's due out at the end of February, I think. But as I say, the Rise of the Fearmonger, the specific track is a roar of frustration against popularism and anti-intellectualism. Canadian, they're with Century Media. So they got some credit there instantly. It's a good metal label to be on, especially if you're from Canada. Yeah, what else is there? I think it's 28th of February is when the album's due to be released. Oh yeah, the music video for this one is animated. I don't remember, I could quite follow exactly what's going on, but good visuals to it. Can't complain. Track 10, Asthma Castle, Mount Crushmore, American Stoner Heavy Prog Metal. I guess if you're into that sort of mix of genres there, that sort of sound, it's, yeah, might be right up your alley. I seem to like the sound of the song. That's interesting. The overtones of stoner, sludgy sort of sound or whatever, I don't know. But it's not a new track, not a new single, it's from the album title track, Crushmore, which is out now, if you go check out. And apparently the video, that's a weird story obviously behind the video, it's not just a performance piece. It features a bit of, I mean, apart from the gloriously, glorious, I guess, acting, features a bunch of local landmarks, famous to Baltimore, allegedly. So having never been, I'm not too sure. But I guess apparently the particular hairstylist place he goes to is, allegedly well-known. But it's sort of, it seems like a pseudo supergroup of sorts. On drums, Adam Jarvis from Pig Destroyer Misery Index fame. Justin on guitars from Integrity, touring guitarist. There you go, Cameron Smith, on guitarist as well from Passage Between. Vocalist Zach is from he's formerly from J. Roddy Walston and The Business. And the bass player Jeff is Damnation Audio Effects Pages. And that's, oh, what's that for? Why have I written that written down? That's weird. Anyway, if you're into mustaches and people dressing up as nerds, then that's one for you. There you go, go check it out. Track 11, Victorious, Supersonic Samurai, German Power Metal. Now the album Space Ninjas from Hell, previous record Dino Warfare - The Legend of the Powersaurus. I want to blame. I really want to lay direct responsibility for this at the feet of Dragon Force, at the feet of Glory Hammer. So. But no, I guess it's been building for a while. Not necessarily a unique anomaly. That's just the latest one to cross my desk. And I mean, honestly, I think I might be sticking with my Beast in Black. All this stuff for my kind of over the top, over virtuous power metal that's sort of singing about random, obscure, sort of nerd Jelani type stuff. I mean, sure, they might be sort of talking about samurais from hell and dinosaurs, but it's very sort of purpley pink lightning explosions, sharks with lasers. They all dress up as ninjas now because they're space ninjas from hell, of course. There's a music video, I couldn't quite get all the way through. I want to make a joke because it's Supersonic Samurai. I want to make a joke about Supersonic Sex Machine, I think, it's from Steel Panther. I couldn't quite squeeze it in though. I feel like this is sort of, don't want to be that sort of type of person to point it out. But being sort of a German band, and they seem to be, look at the social media, they're sort of selling in Japan as well. I guess people are enjoying it. But it sort of seems like the sort of, what am I trying to say? Got that sort of old school kind of Saturday morning cartoon sort of taking ideas from this sort of thing, say the samurai culture and using it in metal. But I mean, Space Ninjas from Hell. My God. Look, I mean, okay, so these are the tracks. Good lord, there's a few of them. Tales of the Sunbladers, Ninjas Unite, Supersonic Samurai, we have. Evil Wizard, Wushu Master, Nippon Knights, sorry. Shuriken Showdown, Wasabi War Machine, Wrath of the Dragon God, Astral Assassin, Shark Attack. Space Ninjas from Hell, there you go, title track. Cosmic Space Commando Base. Shinobi Strike 3000. I've been meaning to read this out, but I haven't got around to sort of compiling all these song titles. Oh my god. Good lord. It's a lot. I was trading off a lot of sort of Japanese kind of cultural worship. You know, the Space Ninjas Samurai. 80s, nostalgia, sharks with lasers, pink, purple, orange, green, bright, retro space ninjas from hell. Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna end this podcast before I collapse. From all the space ninjas.